Apollo to Earth. Do you copy?
Hello everyone, welcome to next episode of Life at Apollo podcast. Today I have here with me Apollo's delivery and transformation coach. Hello Petra, thank you for joining me today.
Hi Janice, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be part of your podcast.
Yeah Petra, thank you as well for clearing your schedule and joining me for a chat today. I hope that you are doing good and that you are not nervous as I am, because it's my third episode and I'm still shaking, so hoping that you are doing better than me.
I'm always nervous, especially if it's for a podcast with you. I don't know what to expect, so I am a little bit nervous.
Yeah, Petra, you know me, only the worst. Only the worst. All right, I think we can jump to the first traditional question, and that is, how long are you part of the Actum company?
Oh, that's a good one. Feels like ages, to be honest. But it's something a little bit over 3 years that I'm, I believe it's 3 years and 2 months exactly that I'm part of Actum Digital Company.
Yeah, time flies, right? It's almost my third year as well. So it's almost 3 years I first met you in the office. Wow. Feeling old. Or I'm just old. Yeah. Okay, enough of that. Petra, actually, second traditional question I ask everybody in here is, how did you get to your current position? What was your journey? Because I suppose you didn't start as a Scrum Master, right? So can you describe your journey to us?
Oh no, you are right. I did start my journey as a resource manager when I was joining this company a while ago. And it was probably the best starting point I could have. Because I've learned about different positions, different requirements, and then I could decide what I would like to do in the future or which direction to go. So when there been the opportunity to be a Scrum Master and change my job title and job position at the same moment, I did accept it, and it was great. It was the best fit for me, and it's something I would like to do also in the future and pursue this path.
All right, so we can say that you enjoy the process of getting to your current position, right?
Yeah, I must admit that I was enjoying the process, like from day one when I joined the company, basically until now. Because, everything has pros and cons and it's not easy all the time. But if it would be easy, it wouldn't change you and probably you wouldn't grow anywhere. So, yeah, I think I did enjoy and I'm looking forward to like, what's ahead of me.
Yeah, Petra, I hope that's a bright future. And yeah, the most valuable lessons we learn into the process, and they are most likely not the easiest things we had to do. Yeah, but as you said, challenging yourself is the main ingredient of the progress or evolution.
Yeah.
All right, next, not so typical question is, what Apollo means to you?
Chance is a good one, actually. I think you are the first one asking what Apollo means to me. For me, it's a space where we can all operate the way we want to operate, because I do have a vision of myself, quite a clear one, like who I want to be, what I want to do in the future. And Apollo is a space where I can not only self-develop myself, but I did have a chance to work with amazing people, super smart people. They did have experience in different fields. All of them have different backgrounds. And I would say we are lucky because we have amazing clients at the same moment. So if you like connect all of these things, Apollo is a space, with amazing potential. And let's see what we can bring in 2021 and 2022.
Yeah, I totally agree. Apollo is the place where we can learn and grow.
Yeah.
All right, Petra, let me ask you another question. You mentioned before that regarding to your work position, you work with the team closely. What are the benefits of that, and why did you decide to become a Scrum Master?
Actually, I have to admit that I didn't know what the job of Scrum Master should be like when I was deciding to be a Scrum Master. I know that I would be working with people, with developers, and at the same moment, being with a client. I was thinking to myself, why not? It's a combination of things I like, and I will probably enjoy in the future. As I'm not the technical, so I know that probably very likely I will be not programmer in the future. And yeah, as I love to work with people and create environment for them and think about how to do it better and how to like bring something new to the environment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter for me if it's mentor, if it's Scrum Master, if it's delivery or transformation coach. It's still the same. It's still the same purpose. What I'm aiming for is to lead the place better than I found it. Mm-hmm. And if I can contribute to something and if I can do it better or change something to better, I go for it. And as we are working for Apollo, there is a plenty of space for any kind of experiments. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Martin, we are having kind of autonomy and freedom to bring our own ideas and make them happen. It's like a huge benefit. And I believe not only our development team, but the whole Apollo is having huge potential to bring something completely new, not only to the market, but also raise the bar in general in the Prague, if you compare to other technology companies here.
All right, Petra, let's draw up the work side for now. I know that you are actually mentoring in your free time outside of the company. What brought you to it?
For me, I think we should all pay it back somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with mentoring, I started because I found a space on the market that I can help someone to develop and to make like good career choices. Mm-hmm. At the same moment, it's pushing me to do better. Because if you do mentoring and you are growing like your skills, you are pushed to answer like more questions and broaden your perspectives and learn more stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's why I do mentoring. Because at the same moment, I enjoy it because I see growth. I see that I help someone and yeah.
Yeah, Petra, I'm actual proof of your work because you introduced me to the whole Agile. It was really pleasant to be educated by you.
Come on, I'm blushing now.
It was all in very friendly manner and your patience and kindness was admirable, considering that I had no clue about the field. So thank you, Petra, for that.
No, like I thank you for that. It's very sweet of you. I do believe that we all started somewhere. Like all the positions we are having in Apollo or in Actum, people started and they've been beginners at some point. And I believe our job or like everyone's duty is to pay back somehow. And if you can help someone along the way or show like different directions, different perspectives, do it.
Yeah, actually, I think that's the benefit of starting in a different field. You had to build your career through all the pretty and good and bad and ugly stuff, right?
Yeah, but at the same moment, I love it. Because the process is great, you know? And as we are having plenty of people in our division and they have so different backgrounds, different nationalities, experiences, and if you blend it all together, it's amazing. And the work is incredible and we are having amazing clients we are working with. So let's see what we will achieve in 2022.
Thank you, Peter, for your answer. I enjoy your enthusiasm. And now the next question is, what are you doing in your free time? When not mentoring, of course.
In my free time, I fancy hiking, exploring new places, walking, being on fresh air, being in nature. Yeah, also with you. And for me, it's one of the best ways how to relax and how to clear my head and yeah, enjoy just being outside on the fresh air and don't need to think about anything else. Yeah, so that's how I spend plenty of my time.
Yeah, I actually love it. Since my childhood, I travel a lot. I try to go out every single weekend if it's possible. And yeah, for me is the staring in the vast or staring at the nature, listening to the birds, listening to the rain on the leaves. Yeah, the quiet, the peace. That's the main goal for me. And of course, the fresh air. The fresh air is everything. You maybe have to climb a mountain or two, but I think the views and the results are worth it.
Yeah, I think everyone needs some kind of relaxation, whatever that is, just to do it, spend time doing it, enjoy it, have fun, you know, if it's like go and grill with the friends, or if you want to spend in the city, in the museums, or if you want to travel, just do it, do a lot of it.
Yeah, do it. It will keep you happy and sane. Alright, Petra, I know it cannot be heard that much in English, but you are actually Slovak or from Slovakia.
Yes, I am.
And why did you move from Slovakia to the Czech Republic? Do you like Prague? What is Prague to you?
For me, Prague is one of the best cities in the world from my point of view. I love it. Like, you have plenty of history, that expats everywhere, amazing communities you can join. You can't be bored. Like, there are so much stuff to do, you can do. That this is the reason why I moved to Prague. Because I enjoy my work here, I enjoy my free time here, I met plenty of people, I made friends. So yeah, I believe Prague is amazing. And that was one of my main decisions why I have moved here.
Woohoo! New one to the Prague tribe.
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm still staying.
Yeah. Yeah. The Prague is the best city, and I think, like, Martin will agree.
Yeah, I said, come on, I said one of the best cities, but yeah.
Nah, it's the best city.
Oh, all right, it's it.
I could probably name another one, but okay, I don't. So, you ever visited? So.
So we can agree it's an amazing city. There are so many opportunities, yeah, and so many things you can do and you can enjoy and explore.
Even though it's quite small.
I mean, it's a huge benefit also as well. That is not that big.
Yeah, you can walk.
Like you can walk everywhere, everyone's close, lifestyle, that is great.
Yeah, and there are so many hidden places. I actually like to explore the Prague itself, because there are so many hidden gardens, alleys, and so on. And my favorite thing is to find the small buildings in between the bigger ones. Actually, if you focus on that on the city center, you can see those two or three stair tall buildings in between of the bigger ones, and it's so cute. It looks like teeny tiny house on the biggest square you can find. So yeah. So Prague is full of mysteries, and you can easily end up in the rose gardens where peacocks are yelling at you, and you don't know how to go out or find a way out.
I do completely agree with this one, because I'm trying to explore everything. I'm 4 years here now, and I didn't finish. Like, I believe half of the places that I haven't been yet. So yeah, it's still ahead of me, and I'm looking forward.
All right, Peter, I'm so glad that you are enjoying Prague. And believe me, there are many, many discoveries lying ahead of you. All right, and I have one more question for you, Petra. Martin actually mentioned in the previous episode that you recommended him some books. So is there anything you want to recommend to our listeners? What are you currently reading?
Nice question, Shanes. It's a little bit tough one, because I have very colorful selection of books. Currently, I'm reading about Netflix. The reason is because they are somehow inspiration for me, and I want to understand how the place is working, how they are hiring people, how is the culture there, what we could change, or maybe, you know, get inspired by in Apollo Division, if any of these we can apply here or not. Or at least just to think about it, maybe they will like show me different perspective once I will finish the book. Mm-hmm. Or I will say, oh no, Apollo is perfect, then, you know. Don't need to change anything.
No, it's not. As Martin mentioned before, there's always place for improvement.
Yeah, so that's the reason that's why I pick Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. And regarding my favorite books, that's a tough question. I'm not sure.
All right, Petra, let me help you there. I will ask a different way. What kind of books do you like or do you prefer? Is it crime or sci-fi or perhaps romance?
Let's keep the romantic. I'm not that much in romantic books. I do read a lot about autobiographies. If there is someone, if there is some person I want to know more about or their life story or how they made decisions in their lives, I usually read a book about them. At the same moment, I'm reading a lot of books about companies and founders. So how they set the companies, how they run them, or if there were like any huge fuck-ups they did along the way. Something I can learn from. And if I need to switch my brain off, then usually I read crime.
Yeah, my type of stories.
Something about mafia.
Blood everywhere, mysteries, and so on.
Yes, exactly. So those are basically three types of books I usually have and I do read.
Alrighty then, maybe we could do a reading list as we did with Martin, with all the books you can recommend to our audience about Netflix and other companies, and perhaps some crime tips, because I'm curious myself.
Happy to share, Shannes. Like, if anyone wants to see it, you know, happy to share.
All right, that's a word. So, guys, I will keep you posted after we compile the list with Petra. I will post it probably on our Instagram page. And as we reach to an end, Petra, I have the traditional last question, and that's, do you have some wisdom or something you want to share to an end of this episode?
I'm not sure if it's that much wisdom. I want to first of all thank everyone for listening to my podcast with Shannes. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And at the same moment, whatever you will decide to do, to work or in life, do it, enjoy it, focus on it. And yeah, just keep on growing and enjoying the journey. That will be all. Thank you.
Thank you, Petra, for the final message. And yeah, thank you once again for joining me today. It was a pleasure to chat with you as always. I hope you guys liked it too. If you have any questions or suggestions for the next episode, let us know. Also, I will as usual link all those things mentioned by Petra on our Instagram so you can find it later. And as well, next Monday you can listen to Petra Top's 20 playlist on Spotify. So, I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of the week and stay tuned for the next episode. Bye! Apollo out.